Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved. This is your host, Rose Dallas, a.k.a. Heda Yah Praise. And Heda means she who radiates joy. And you know, we could take the Father's name unto ourselves, which is Yah, is our salvation. So, beloved, I just want to say thank you for tuning in and listening in whenever you're hearing this recording, wherever you are in the world. But today is an important day here in the United States of America, and this is when our people go out to select which candidate they would like to see be president for the next 4 years. And it is going to be an exciting, but I'm seeing for many people that it's also a fearful experience. But beloved, if you're a believer, you know that perfect love casted out all fear. You know that the Father has not given his children a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So as I come this morning, beloved, I just want to encourage you, if you're hearing this today on the United States of America Election Day, and you're experiencing such a spirit of fear, I want to speak to that fear, and I want to say, be gone in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, because we are called to be strong and courageous as children of the Most High. So, beloved, without further ado, the subject this morning that I want to briefly touch on with you is making your calling and election sure. Making your calling and election sure. Father Yah, I just want to say thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for waking us in our right minds. And I pray, Father, that your will be done on this day, and your will be done in whomever the choice of presidency is, Father. And I pray that as believers, that the children of Yah will know to cry out to you, will know to put their hope, trust in you, and not in man, because your word, your very word encourages that man, the very day he dies, his thoughts perish. Prince, the very day he dies, his thoughts perish. That we should put our hope and our trust and our faith in the Most High. So, beloved, I encourage you today to make your calling and election sure. So is your calling and election sure, beloved, when it comes to saying yes to Father Yahweh, yes to Yeshua HaMashiach, the anointed Son of the Most High? Is your calling sure? Or maybe, beloved, you were sure at one time. But you know how we go through life circumstances, and sometimes it beats us up in such a way that we start wondering, we start questioning, we start doubting. I believe it's okay. I believe we serve a merciful Father. It's okay to get to that place. But this morning I want to speak with you, if you find yourself in that space, to come back. To making your calling and election sure. And now if you're the one that you're walking and you feel you're walking in perfection and you're walking in uprightness, and you're walking in the righteousness of Yah, then I challenge you, beloved, to reach out to someone. Reach out to someone that may be perishing. Reach out to someone that may be hurting. Don't be like being accountable, because we are indeed our brother's keepers. So reach out to someone, beloved, and touch someone with the love of Father Yah and the love of Yahushua. So, beloved, have we as believers lay aside the things of this world and say yes to our salvation? Remember, salvation is promised to us through the Son of Yah. His very name itself means salvation, which is Yahushua. We know HaMashiach means the anointed one. It is said the Father was in the Son, saving us unto himself. Father was in his Son, saving us unto himself. Beloved, I want to encourage you today that knowing how we are loved by Abba Father, beloved, let us seek to make our calling and election sure. Let us choose life, as it says in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19, that we and our children may live. Okay? And I'm just going to go ahead and read that verse, because at 19 years old, I learned of this verse, and that's when I made the choice to choose life, that me and my children may live. And this is what it says here in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. It says, "This call the heaven and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live." I don't know about you, beloved, but I choose life at age 19. Today, I'm in my late 30s, and I'm still choosing life. Today, we're blessed to have 6 kids in our home, and we are choosing life so that our children may live, and so that they may choose life, that their children may live from generation to generation. So again, beloved, as you're going out to the polls this morning, today, as you're making your election sure for the president, the next president of the United States of America, beloved, pray that you have made and will make your calling and election sure with Father Yah and Yahushua. And this thought entered my mind yesterday, and this is not to scare you. Again, you are encouraged, beloved, to be strong and to be courageous, because Father Yah, our Elohim, goes before you. And we are also encouraged that the Father has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind. So we're not to lose heart when we hear certain things. And fear can cause us to make the wrong choice, the wrong decision. So I encourage you, as you step out today, may you do so in faith. May you do so in faith, not in man, but in Father Yah, knowing that he has the power, and that all power belongs to him, and his will always be done. I'm reminded of Nebuchadnezzar as I think on the proceedings and you know, whomever the president will be, beloved, will be. Now, we know that Nebuchadnezzar was a pagan. He was a pagan king. But I encourage you to go and read Daniel and see that Nebuchadnezzar, he glorified our Elohim. He worshipped our Elohim. And he declared that there is no other El, no other mighty one like our Father Yahweh, like our Creator. So again, I share that with you to say, make the right choice at the poll. Not in fear of, what may tomorrow bring, because you know whatever tomorrow brings, that you should be anchored in Father Yahweh. You should be anchored in Yahushua. You should be able to say, according to Deuteronomy 30 and 19, that I choose life. That should have been done. And I choose Father Yahweh, I choose Yahushua, my salvation. And it's my sincere prayer, beloved, that you will be blessed in Yeshua's name. So Father, go before each and every one today. Go before myself. I thank you for giving me the power to be able to come on here and to share this word. And I pray that whomever hear the word will be encouraged. Beloved, I encourage you to reach out to me on Facebook, Yahweh Loves You, John 3:16, and reach out to me, beloved. I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear your opinion, your point of view, the words that let us reason together, beloved. And, you know, negativity has its place. Bashing and abuse and darkness has its place. I'm about choosing light over darkness. So I encourage you that if you have any such that you want to share, go pray about that, because we're called to encourage, we're called to edify, we're called to build up each other in the body of Messiah. So if you're looking to tear down, then this is not the place. And Yahweh Loves You, John 3:16, is not the place, because I speak against every spirit that is not of Father Yahweh. So go do what needs to be done today, and do so knowing that you are making and you're not being swayed by the spirit of fear or a spirit of antagonism or a spirit of bully, but you're making the right choice that you feel moved to make. And it's my sincere prayer that you make your calling and election sure for the creator of the world and for his son, whom is our salvation. So I will be doing another show as we're going along here. And I believe whatever happens, my sincere prayer is that the Father's will always be done. The Father's will is what we need to pray, beloved, that his will be done. Pray you have a blessed and awesome rest of today. And I pray that you share the love of Yah with at least one person today. Encourage someone. Lift them up. You never know where they are in their journey. Don't be the one to write people off, because Father Yahweh, he doesn't write us off. So, beloved, with that being said, make the right choice today. Make the right choice in choosing life. And that life is in none other but Yahushua, our Messiah. Be blessed. And this is Rose Dallas, a.k.a. Ada Yah, signing off. Do have a blessed and wonderful day.